Stars. Wednesday, November 8th, 2006. And what a day it is. Last night, the election coverage was pretty awesome. My friends and I listened to NPR and watched a various number of websites. And then for the home stretch, just sat in front of the TV, some CNN and MSNBC. And it turned out to be pretty eventful. It turns out that the Democrats retook the House of Representatives. The Senate is neck and neck right now with the fate hanging on Virginia and the tight race there. And the aftermath of the election is just huge. As we find out today, Donald Rumsfeld resigns. And this is 2 days after every awful military newspapers, Military Times papers or whatever, called for his resignation. So I'd say that that's a pretty big blow to the current administration, and it's a good sign for the soldiers in Iraq, and a good sign for the next 2 years at least. So, today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about the election and the results and everything that's happened since then. We're also going to talk a little bit about something I like to call competitive eating or sport eating. That's always fun. And we'll listen to some music, have some good times, some good laughs, and yeah, take a break for a minute. Check this out.
Sometimes love ain't real, but an imaginary thing, or a thing maybe that has been made up by someone previous to you, someone you may not have even known. Or maybe love is that stain on the carpet that you just can't seem to get out. You hear me? You hear me, baby? I got a feeling for you. It ain't just any feeling, baby. Yeah. Yeah, it's a feeling called desire. It's seeping down my crack, itching up my legs, going through every bone. In my brain, maybe the way you feel when your car tops out working in the rain. Yeah, a little more like when you touch your hand to a pot of boiling water on the stove. I burn. Tell you how I feel, but why is it, baby, you pretend our love ain't real? Well, tell me, baby, is your heart made out of stone, or do you have something against me that you wanna see me alone? Struck a match on my beard, thusly catching me on fire. You're the bucket of water, baby, and I need you to put me out. I need you like I need some water.
Oh, baby, put this fire out. Out. My body is on fire.
tell you. I need you something fierce. Kinda like a hungry man needs a tall stack of flapjacks. Or a thirsty man would love to have a tall pitcher of Budweiser. Then again, I am on fire, baby. Maybe, just maybe, I'll use that cold, cold beer. Put this loving fire out. And that's real, baby. That's the streets. You heard? Gonna fury hug on that emotional love tip. What you heard?
There's a little corner fury hug. The song's called Burn For You. It's off of the, as of yet, unreleased album, The Starlight Surprise. So, like I was saying earlier, it's been a pretty big day in politics. The elections were quite overwhelmingly in favor of Democrats as far as the shift in the House and the gain of seats in the Senate. Now we're just waiting to see what happens with the situation in Virginia. It's unknown whether or not George Allen will request a recount. There's no automatic recount in Florida, but he can request a recount that will be paid for by the state government. So we'll see if that happens. The soonest we'll hear anything about that, I believe, would be next Tuesday, which is the day that the canvassing results have to be recounted or something. I don't know. I've read about it, but then I forgot. But in the meantime, it was announced today that Donald Rumsfeld was going to resign from his post as Secretary of Defense. He's being replaced by Robert Gates, who is a former head of the CIA under George Herbert Walker Bush, and interestingly enough, currently the president of Texas A&M University. So, that's cool. And right now, NBC is projecting that Webb will actually win Virginia. So, it means that the Democrats would have full control of the House and Senate for the first time since 1994. Of course, that's still, they'd only have a two-seat majority, but it should be a pretty big shakeup on Capitol Hill. But enough about that for right now. A few days ago, our young friend Ethan was bet $20 that he could not eat an entire Vidalia onion in the manner one would eat an apple, that is, holding it and eating it bite by bite in a half hour. Now, I guess he got three-fourths of the way through the onion, and then was about to puke, so he ended up losing $20. But if you did not know, that is actually pretty tame, considering the world of competitive eating. There's actually an organization that kind of sanctions these events, these competitions. It's called the International Federation of Competitive Eating, and they've produced such great challenges as the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, as well as the Johnsonville Brat Eating Contest. And personally, I'm a huge fan of watching competitive eating. I have a lot of friends who have thought about getting into professional competitive eating. My friend Eric holds a record, and it's more of a personal record than anything. After he ate an astounding two triple meals at Wendy's, plus two five-piece chicken nuggets. Personally, I've always heard of the legendary home run that, or actually, I guess it would be called a grand slam that a person can eat from Wendy's, which is the single, the double, the triple, and then if you actually ask the Wendy's staff, they'll give you what they call the home run, which is a four-patty burger, which I would love it if I could see someone eat one of those one of these days. I personally don't have the right body for competitive eating. That's a myth of competitive eating, is that fat people are going to completely outshine smaller people. But the fact of the matter is, if you have a lot of belly fat, it actually prevents your stomach from stretching, which is the key to competitive eating. And the current champion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and the Johnsonville Brat Eating Contest is actually a 28-year-old Japanese fellow by the name of Takeru Kobayashi, and he's actually kind of buff. I saw a news interview with him where he's working out and pumping iron, just like any athlete would. But he has a training regimen that involves low-cal dieting and drinking excesses of water in small periods of time, which helps practice stretching the stomach out. It's pretty amazing to think that people actually train to eat competitively, but there's a lot of money in it, and it's getting to be more of an actual spectator sport. ESPN actually airs a lot of these competitive eating challenges, and the IFOCE actually just began airing a regular program on a cable channel called NHD. But that's it's pretty amazing that something like eating can be popularized like this in a competitive fashion. God bless America for that. Make sure you check it out on the web at ifoce.com. And I'm going to take a break for a minute, pay some bills. Not really. That's what they say in radio. So go ahead and check this out. I'll be right back.
Hello, fellow Americans. This is your president here, George W. Bush. Now, you might wonder why my voice is sounding so high right now. It's because I was so impressed by the election results. I've been spending the last 45 minutes inhaling helium gas. And while it has the side effect of giving me a very high-pitched voice, it also gets me a little high. And it's legal. God bless America for that. Now people are asking me, Mr. President, how do you feel about the results of the election in the midterm? You see that people are electing a lot of Democrats. Feel that maybe your position on Iraq is a little unfavorable. Americans don't favor it. Well, I'm not really concerned about that today, because that was yesterday. Today's a new day. What I'm concerned about today, why I can't be on a hit game show, Deal or No Deal. I'm the president of America, and I can't seem to... I don't know if Howie Mandel has a problem with me or not. Now, I'm the president. I should be able to be on a game show if I choose. I'm the leader of the free world, and I've been told, which is to say that I reviewed intelligence, memos, things like that from the CIA, and tell me Osama bin Laden doesn't think I can win that Deal or No Deal. Doesn't think I'm smart enough. And now, if you don't see it, this is a problem. Then I don't know what kind of backwards thinking cap you're wearing, because we can't have terrorists think that our president is weak in the area of game shows. So now I urge all of the voters, the electorate, to go out there and contact Mr. Mandel and everybody at the NBC network. Ask them, tell them, we want our president on Deal or No Deal. I don't really need the money. I just want to prove to Osama bin Laden that America is not weak when it comes to statistical game shows. Now, if you have any questions, my press secretary, Tony Fox, will be happy to answer them. In the meantime, I'm going to go back in there. We're having a birthday party. Lots of balloons. Thank you. God bless America.
Yeah. Four claws coming down from Silver Mountain on a fucking dragon. You heard?
Thrills on wheels, thrills on wheels. Girl likes to get freaky, but she don't know how it feels. Thrills on wheels, thrills on wheels. Big titties, sloppy legs, that's the real deal.
Now everybody knows we're running that way. The lady's got a wheelchair wrapped on the brand new Mercedes. Bronze and brunettes, even bitches with the best. But the best that they go best is to carry into my bed. Just because the shorty got the problem with the leg doesn't mean she don't want to freak it down. Second, if you can twist up and skin, you can pick up and make a flick of that kind of back that acts with the butt. All you girls going jogging and seen the walks, know that over falls, get down, girls are off. So if you got broken legs, I know they'll heal. I get down with local lovers, get my thrills on wheels.
Thrills on wheels, thrills on wheels. Girl likes to get freaky, but she don't know how it feels. Thrills on wheels, thrills on wheels. Big titties, sloppy legs, that's the real deal. Thrills on wheels, thrills on wheels. Girl likes to get freaky, but she don't know how it feels. Thrills on wheels, thrills on wheels. Big titties, sloppy legs, that's the real deal.
coming around with broke legs. Bitches gonna heal. Poor claws don't roll like that.
Tell people ask for money.
That's Horror Claws. The name of the song is Thrills on Wheels. Make sure to check Horror Claws out. www.myspace.com/HC Sound System. And as always, I accept email birdmoney@gmail.com. Next week I should have a lot more guests. Everyone's outside right now with a fire, so I think I'm going to go check that out. Also, to update myself from earlier, it looks like the Virginia race ended up going for Webb, so the Democrats control House and Senate, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, check it out next week. It'll probably be better. But, hey, in the meantime, this is Bird Money and the Italian All-Stars. I'm going to leave you with another Corner Fury Hug outro.
Bing, 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 bing